The Old Testament reading is from the first book of Samuel, chapter 2, verses 18 to 21, and they can be found on page 273 of the Church Bible. But Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. Each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, "May the Lord give you children by this woman to take the place of the one who prayed for and gave to the Lord." Then they would go home, and the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord. And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favour with the Lord and with men. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And as we have looked at Samuel as a young boy, we will be looking at Jesus as a young boy shortly. And I am going to be reading from Luke chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading at verse 41. You can find that on page 1029 in the Church Bibles. Luke 2, beginning at verse 41. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they travelled on for a day. Then they began to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and men. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, as we look at this passage, may the words that I speak and the thoughts of our hearts give glory to you for Jesus' sake. Amen. And I called this particular service Time to Grow. I'd want to say that growing is not just for children. When a plant stops growing, it starts decaying. In many ways, that's like us. If we stop growing, we shall start decaying. And I know that talks on this passage often focus on how did it happen that they could possibly go and leave Jesus behind, and whose fault was it anyway? And we can deal with that quite briefly, but I assure you, it can happen. When I was a young man, a young teacher, I went on a residential weekend with a whole load of pupils from my school. Most people travelled in a coach with the pupils. I and one other teacher went in my car so that if anything had gone wrong,
we'd at least got a car there for emergencies. We had a great weekend, long weekend. On the way back, I was following the coach, and we did what you do on a long journey. You stop for a break. And so the coach pulled in and I pulled in and we went to the services and we had our break and we all reassembled and we got back in the coach, or I in my car, and we drove off and I followed the coach again. About 5 minutes later, the coach stopped. So I stopped behind it. And a very worried teacher got out of the coach and came to my car window and said, "I think we left John behind at the services." Now you have to understand that this was before the days of mobile phones. This was before the days of risk assessments. And no, it wasn't in Malvern. It was long before I came to Malvern, at a quite different school. And even then, it seemed to me that it was fairly good practice to count the number of people on the coach before you drove off, rather than when you were 5 minutes down the road. But be that as it may, these things can happen. And I turned round, the coach went on, I turned round, went back to the services, and there was the lad sitting at the entrance to the services, happily eating an ice cream and waiting to see what would happen. No harm was done. But was it the boy's fault for not being where he should have been? Was it the teacher's fault for not counting? Was it a bit of both? You can judge. Well, we're not told exactly how it was that Jesus came to be left behind, but it may, and I stress the may because we aren't told, but it may have been something to do with the fact that the idea in those days was that the women and children would leave first, because they would travel more slowly than the men. Then the men would leave a bit later and catch them up by the end of the day so they could all be together overnight. And Jesus, at the age of 12, had reached that in-between stage. You know, we can all think of young teenagers, 12-year-olds, who want to be grown up, and then they do something daft which makes you think, no, they are still children. And you can imagine that Joseph thinks Jesus is a child, he's gone with the children and his mother. Jesus, on the other hand, thinks he's now grown up, so he'd go with Dad. And that means he's just got time to nip back to the temple and ask a couple of key questions. So he nips off back to the temple, asks his questions, gets back to the meeting point, and there is the meeting point full of no people. They've all gone. Day one, the party moves north. At the evening of that day, there is no doubt the panic and the worry and a restless night, because there is no Jesus. Day two, Mary and Joseph walk all the way back to Jerusalem. Evening by the time they get there, all dark, no point in looking for Jesus tonight. Day three, they find him in the temple. Well, there we go. Jesus sitting there quite happily, perhaps eating an ice cream, made, of course, by those famous Hebrew ice cream makers. Walls of Jericho. Walls of Jericho. Or lions of Judah. No, not really. Not really. But there they were. And it was part of growing up. Jesus was growing more independent. Just as our children and our grandchildren have to grow to be more independent. Doesn't mean we don't have a responsibility. We do have a responsibility. We're a bit like an archer. We have to stand steady with our bow, and we fire off our children into an independent future. Once the archer has fired, the arrow goes, and the archer can do no more about it. And we have that same responsibility, if you like, for firing the next generation off into the future to make them independent. And Jesus was growing independent, just as we need our children to do the same thing, to grow independent. Yes, we can set an example, we can teach them, we can love them, we can guide them, we can discipline them. But we are not there to hold on to them. We're there to equip them for an independent life. Hannah and Elkanah fired off Samuel at a very early age, and there was the boy in the temple, growing to become independent. But they still came back and brought Samuel new clothes each year as he grew. Next size up for the next year. That's fine. Mary and Joseph equally had to bring up Jesus. And their task was not to make Jesus like them, but to equip him for a future in which they indeed could be more like Jesus. And maybe that's our task too, to be there for the younger generations when needed, but to let them be themselves. Don't worry, we can cope with the noise. It's not a problem. We can cope, can't we, folks? Yes, you see, we can cope. We can cope. And it's not easy to let children be themselves, but that's our task. So they took Jesus to the temple. And no doubt, frequently, they'd taken him to their local synagogue to help him grow closer to God. Jesus wasn't born knowing all the answers. He was there in the temple saying, and what about this? And what about that? And what do you think about? And don't you think it might be a bit... And he was growing closer to his heavenly Father. He wasn't born fully formed any more than our children are. He had to grow closer to God as he grew up. And we too have to carry on growing closer to God day by day, year by year. And it never stops. Perhaps Jesus grew faster than his parents did. And you can imagine Mary seeing him there in the temple and saying, hey young man, what do you think you've been doing? You've got us seriously worried. And what does Jesus say? What? Didn't you know? Wasn't it obvious where I'd be? There isn't a problem. But I bet deep down inside, he realised that he really had got Mary and Joseph quite worried. And all it says is that he went home and was obedient to them. You can imagine the young Jesus thinking, gosh, I didn't realise they'd get so uptight about it. It seemed perfectly okay to me. But he realised deep down inside that he had worried his parents, and he resolved that he wouldn't do it again. He resolved to be obedient to his parents, even if he thought they were really a bit thick and should have understood. You know, I'm sure my children occasionally think, aren't our parents thick, you know? You're allowed to say, no, I never thought that. Oh well, there you go. So Jesus grew closer to God, and we too have a responsibility to try day by day and year by year to grow closer to God. And just as Samuel and Jesus had to grow up and grow closer to God for the task for which they'd been born, they also had to learn. And as they learnt, they grew wiser. And we too, day by day, have to think about growing wiser. Both these passages that we read sort of ended with words that roughly say, and the boy grew in favour with God and men. As our children grow, as our grandchildren grow, we just want them to grow in favour with God and men. Yep, we need to grow wiser. Yes, we need to grow closer to God. Yes, we want that for our children and grandchildren too. If we stop growing, we'll start decaying. But we can't just stand still. So let me give you a New Year's resolution for 2019. Resolve to grow closer to God. Resolve to grow wiser in all that we are. Lord, particularly for those of us who are older, help us to grow wiser in dealing with the new generation, to equip them to be your people for the future, to grow in their wisdom so that they grow closer to you. Help us in our daily walk to grow closer to you and to grow wiser in the people you want us to be. For Jesus' sake. Amen.